Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Welcome to the Lord's house on this Good Shepherd Sunday when we celebrate that our risen Lord is the Good Shepherd who cares for his sheep. Appropriately, it's also Mother's Day when we give thanks for all of you mothers for your care, your love, and the sacrifices that you make on behalf of those that the Lord has entrusted to your care. God bless your day this day. Our prayers today include the family of Woody Martin's cousin, Steve Wolf, who died this past week, and certainly also include mothers in our prayers today. Wednesday morning Bible study will meet this week, but our Wednesday evening Bible study will not meet. I have to be in St. Louis for a meeting on Wednesday night, so the Wednesday evening Bible study is now off until the first Wednesday in June will be the next time that we meet. Ascension Day service. Note that is Thursday, May the 30th. It's a joint service with Trinity and Millstadt. This year it's at Trinity, and Pastor Wilkin will be preaching. So mark that on your calendars, May the 30th at 7 o'clock. Lilies may be taken home by those who gave them. I think other announcements that need to be made. Robin.
We're going to try something new for summer Sunday school this year. We're going to combine the intermediate, the high school, and the adult class together, and we're going to keep our youngest group, the primary group, in their classroom. We have decided that we're going to split that up, the teaching duties of that up, and so I've got a sign-up list with the dates and the topics. If you would please take a look at this, we're welcoming
Okay, and that will be, the teachers are needed for the youngest class.
The youngest class only, nothing else, just the youngest class.
And you might put that out on the table in the narthex for those who won't be able to stay for Bible class today. They can sign up as you go out. Otherwise, we'll also pass it around in Bible class today. Anything else that needs to be mentioned or added to prayers today? Greet one another in the peace of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Kyrie, page 152. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the peace from above, and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Today's first reading is from the book of Acts, the 20th chapter. Now from Miletus, Paul was sent to Ephesus, and called the elders of the church to come to him. And when they came to him, he said to them, "You yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time from the first day that I set foot in Asia, serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials that happened to me through the plots of the Jews. How I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable and teaching you in public from house to house, testifying both to Jews and to Greeks of repentance towards God and the faith and of the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious as to myself, if only I may finish my course in ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that none of you among whom I have gone about proclaiming the kingdom will see my face again. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all of you, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock, in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore, be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today's second reading is from the book of Revelation, the 7th chapter. After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to the springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go?
At that time, the Feast of Dedication, that is, Hanukkah, took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me. But you do not believe because you are not part of my flock. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father has given them to me. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Word of God that calls for our attention as we observe Good Shepherd Sunday is not a single reading, but four different readings or little pieces of them. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. John 10, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Revelation 7, the Lamb will be their shepherd. And Acts 20, spoken to pastors, pay careful attention to the flock in which the Father, in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. You may be seated. Always seems especially appropriate to me when Good Shepherd Sunday and Mother's Day fall on the same day, because they're both about someone who cares, who provides, who loves, who disciplines, and in many cases, who's willing to lay down a life for us. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our risen Lord, Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. Amen. So on this Mother's Day and Good Shepherd Sunday, we say, the Lord is my shepherd. And if he is the shepherd, we must be the sheep. Today's readings that I just gave you provide us some pictures from the pasture, showing us how our good shepherd's at work in our lives. I'm going to show you the photos from the pasture. You'll probably have to have good eyes to see them. Actually, you'll have to have a good imagination to see them, because I brought them here on in my photo album. For those of you who are electronically minded, this is a digital photo album, you'll be pleased to know. I think everybody will be able to see it even from the back. So first, here's a picture of, well, all of us sheep with the shepherd. The shepherd's name, by the way, is Jesus. You probably already knew that. And when he calls his sheep, you'll notice this in the picture. Wait, let me... There we go. Get it zoomed in for you. You'll notice that when he calls his sheep, they all come. They know his voice. Oh, wait, he said that. My sheep know my voice, and they follow me. They can pick out his voice among all the myriad other shepherds' voices in the world. And you'll notice in the picture how contented the sheep around the good shepherd are. I mean, the ones that are listening to his voice. Frequently, that's us. We may not always like where our shepherd leads us, but we know that if we follow him, goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Nothing better than that. But here's a picture of some sheep who aren't listening to their shepherd. Oh, wait, that's still the old picture. There. There's the picture of some sheep who aren't listening to their shepherd's voice. But you'll notice the shepherd still loves them. He still leads them to green pastures, lets them, goes to the still waters. It's just they're not content. These are sheep who love to wander. They like to play near the predators. That gets us in danger. Now, you'll notice that some of those sheep are in church every Sunday, so they're listening to the shepherd's voice, or just not hearing it, if you get what I mean. The shepherd's voice says, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. But some sheep think there are other priorities more important than being in God's house, like getting ahead in life. Or they're in God's house, but they don't pay attention. That's playing by the predators. That's dangerous. The shepherd's voice says, honor your father and mother, words that we need to especially hear on Mother's Day. But there are little lambs who don't always obey mom, forgetting that she is God's representative to care for us, to protect us, to provide for us. And as we get a little older and our mothers start to age, sometimes we start to see our mothers as burdens instead of gifts from God. That's dangerous. The shepherd's voice says, you shall not commit adultery. But we have sheep who think, well, it's not really adultery if you're using pornography, as if that doesn't harm and undervalue our marriages, as if we're not treating people as play toys instead of as fellow redeemed members of the flock of God. There's not one good thing that ever came to anyone's life from using pornography. There's lots of evil that has come. The Good Shepherd's voice says, "You shall not covet," but we sheep tend to get wrapped up in the stuff of life. Oh, we want this or that, something that we've just got to have, as if we don't believe our shepherd whenever he says, "I'll provide for all of your needs." And we don't even believe what we say whenever we say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Wait, look in this photo, right? This one right here. I'm that sheep over there. Are you one of the other sheep that you see wandering away from the shepherd? Like kids that think life would be a whole lot more fun if our moms didn't make rules for us. We think that life would be more fun in this world if our good shepherd didn't give us commands, but those are to protect us, just like mom's rules are. Sometimes we don't realize those sheep we're tending to follow are going to lead us over an eternal cliff. We don't notice the devil prowling around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. This is why we need to hear our shepherd's voice to protect us. Check out this picture right here. You see the shepherd here? He's prodding that predator away with the rod. And this other one, he's grabbing the sheep with his staff around its leg and yanking it to safety. Ow, that would hurt. But you know what? Better to be in some pain than to be dead. Sometimes our shepherd's staff pulls us to confession. Not half-hearted confession that says, "I'm sorry because I got caught," but real confession that bears our souls before our Lord because we realize how far we have wandered from the good shepherd who loves us sheep. You know, the photo shows it. The rod and the staff, they can hurt. But the rod and the staff, they comfort us, sheep, because our shepherd knows how to use them. He knows when to use them to prod us and pull us and to poke us at times. He knows when we need to be carried, when we need to be forgiven, when to allow us some special joys, and when we need to have some tribulation come into our lives. And even when that difficulty comes, don't forget, it's a sign of your shepherd's care. He's making sure that you stay in his flock forever. Now notice this other photo. Oh, wrong way. This one right here. You'll notice that the shepherd is bandaging up this little lamb, and over here, he is comforting one of his sheep. I didn't even notice that they needed care, but he did. Our good shepherd knows when we need to lay down in green pastures and when we need to walk by still waters, when we need forgiveness, when we need encouragement so that we will walk down the paths of righteousness instead of going our own direction. He knows too when you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Even then, you need fear no evil, for he is with you. Don't forget, he's been down that valley himself on a cross with nails through his hands and lashes on his back. So he knows how to help you when you're grieving for those that you love, sometimes with a secular therapist who helps you through it, sometimes with the promises of his word, frequently with both. He also knows how to help you when you're counting down the days toward your death. Promises. Whoever believes in me will live, even if he dies. This is a good shepherd. Here's a close-up of the good shepherd right here. You'll notice, if you look in the picture, the shepherd looks just like the sheep. Isn't that what the reading from Revelation said? A lamb will be their shepherd? If I owned a flock, I would not put a lamb in charge of the other sheep. That's not going to help anything. The lion's going to come along, devour the lamb for lunch, and then eat the rest of the flock for supper. I'm not going to put a lamb in charge of the flock, but God is. Because if you look closely at that picture, here, let me zoom in just a little bit. If you look closely, you'll see that the shepherd, who's a lamb, looks just like all the rest of us, ready to be a sheep, as a sheep ready for the slaughter. In fact, if you look closely, he's already been to the slaughter. Actually, just look up there. See the holes in his hands and his feet? If he wasn't robed in righteousness, you would see the hole in his side. If it had been right after he was crucified, you would still see the blood because he's the good shepherd. He is not a good shepherd because he cuddles the sheep. He is a good shepherd because he lays down his life for us sheep. Over the centuries, there have been thousands of watchers of woolen animals on Palestinian hillsides, and I venture to say that not a one of them would ever have fed himself to a lion to keep the lion from eating the flock. But that's what Jesus did for us. And I'll guarantee you that there's not another shepherd in the history of the world who has ever been eaten by a lion and then cut a hole in the lion from the inside so that he could come out alive. But that's what Jesus did for us. Cut a hole in death so that even when death devours us, we follow him out alive. This is what the good shepherd does for his sheep. And here, by the way, that's a tie to your baptism, right? Because you've been baptized into the death and resurrection of the shepherd. In this picture right here, there, it's the shepherd giving a sheep her first bath. It's called baptism. It is the day when we, who are filthy with sin, get our wool washed white in the blood of the Lamb, the blood of what Jesus has done for us. This is why we can follow our shepherd wherever he might lead through the tribulation that is called this life, because we know he'll bring us out of the great tribulation to springs of living water, and the Father will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Now look at this photo over here. You'll notice that the good shepherd has a whole bunch of other shepherds with him. That's because the good shepherd uses under-shepherds to do his caring work, like he uses mothers to do his caring work. In the reading from Acts 20, St. Paul, who was one of the first under-shepherds, says to other pastors, keep watch over the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. He's saying, shepherd the church of God. And appropriately, we call those who do this shepherding work pastors, because the word pastor comes from the Latin word for shepherd. The good shepherd uses his under-shepherds to urge us, prod us, pull us, forgive us, and feed us with his word and his supper. And if you look closely at the under-shepherds in this photo, you'll see that the whole bunch of them are wearing collars, kind of like this collar. You might say that under-shepherds wear collars for the same reason that dogs wear collars, to show that they answer to a master. Because under-shepherds are not like the good shepherd. Under-shepherds don't inherently understand the word of God. We need to hear the voice of our shepherd. And under-shepherds are sinners like all the rest of the flock. We bask in the forgiveness of the good shepherd. But if you look at the shepherds in this photo, better yet, if you look at the shepherds out there in that world, you will see that some of them aren't listening very closely to the good shepherd. These are wolves in sheep's clothing. They sound very religious. They sound like they would be speaking the word of the Lord. But instead, they're leading their sheep astray. And the sheep who follow them end up dead for all eternity. So how is it that you can be sure that your under-shepherd is not speaking his own ideas, but the good shepherd's ideas? How do you make sure that he's speaking the shepherd's voice? Well, make sure that what he says is from Scripture, which means you need to be listening to the shepherd's voice. You need to be in your Lord's house hearing his word. You need to be reading the Scriptures at home, and you need to be participating in Bible studies at your church. These are not extra things that only the finest of sheep do. This is what is essential to the life of all of us sheep, so that we hear the words of the shepherd. And when you're not sure that your under-shepherd is speaking to you God's word, ask him, where did you find that in Scripture? Challenge him if necessary. This is not a way of disrespecting the office of the ministry. This is being what sheep are supposed to be. People who check out the voice of their shepherd and make sure it is the voice of the good shepherd, so that you can be sure that week after week your under shepherd is bringing you back to the green pastures of God's promises, that he is leading you to the still waters of your baptism, that he is feeding you with the body and blood that restoreth your soul, that he's giving you again the good shepherd who says, I give my sheep eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. We need that promise because all we like sheep have gone astray. And the pictures from the pasture show us that we've got a good shepherd who prods us, who pries us, who pulls us, who drives us to our knees in confession. He speaks, listen. Because that good shepherd, whatever else he may do, loves you, cares for you. And most of all, he lays down his life for you. Christ is that good shepherd. And dear Christians, Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. We stand for the Nicene Creed. Page 158. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Because Jesus is our good shepherd, let us pray for all the sheep of Christ's church and for everyone in need. For mothers, that the Lord our shepherd bless their lives and give them fulfillment in their vocation as his caregivers, and that he fill each of us with gratitude and thanksgiving for his gift of mothers, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this congregation and for the outreach efforts of each member of this flock, that God bless our work together, that the Lamb who is our shepherd use us to lead other sheep into his fold, so that they too may have salvation, contentment, and resurrection life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all under shepherds for the good shepherd, for Matthew, our synodical president, and Timothy, our district president, and for Bruce, our pastor, and for the pastors of St. Mark, Zion, our Redeemer, and Trinity congregations, that each be prompted lovingly to care for Jesus' flock and boldly to proclaim the good shepherd who laid down his life for us sheep. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Bruce, Amy, Devin, Brenda, and all of us baptized people who have washed our robes and make them white in the blood of the Lamb, that we faithfully listen to the voice of our shepherd in worship and Bible study, live contentedly in his care, and dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our public servants, for the government, and for those who lead us, for all who serve in the military, the armed forces of our nation, and for the chaplains, that the shepherd protect them in times of danger, that he guide, strengthen, and enable them to do God's will. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Gloria and Mel, and for all married couples, that God grant them his love. Fill every relationship with his forgiveness, and bless our homes with his care. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Steve's family, and for all who are walking through the valley of the shadow of the death, that they find comfort and assurance in Christ's resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those in need of the shepherd's care, Herb, Parker, Reagan, the Martinez family, Devin, Bob, Mel, Bill, Jeanette, Taylor, Nina, Sharon, Don, Matt, Tara, Barb, Ellis, Sherry, Gertrude, and Kathy. That the Lord's rod and staff comfort them, and that his goodness and mercy follow them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Because the Good Shepherd promises that no one can snatch us out of his hand, his son's hands, that we bring this petition humbly and confidently to your throne, asking you to hear our prayers and receive our praise as you live and reign with your Son and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Offertory, page 159. What
shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me. I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call on the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and will call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people.
In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying he has destroyed death, and by his rising again he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away.
This is the true body.
give me your grace and mercy.
Thank you. Blessed Jesus,
blessed Jesus,
you receive the body and the blood of the Good Shepherd God.
We are yours in love, befriend us. Be the guardian of our way.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament, and we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.